But just to end with one Dvar Agadah, and that is, the Pasuk says that if the Kohanim are going to bench the Yidden, they're going to get bracha in return. And Rabbi Akiva said, what's the makar? Va'avarcha mivarchecha umikalalelcha a'ar. It's a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. So the Chasam Sofer, when he talks about the Kohanim giving the bracha to the Yidden, he says a vart, a dvar agada, and he says that afterwards he was told that Rabbi Loza Fleckless, in his Sefer Ahavas David, says the same vart. And he said, Baruch Shekivanti to Rabbi Loza Fleckless. So this is the Chasam Sofer talking, and he says that he heard that this ha'ara that he had, this hergish, he was mechavin to Rabbi Loza Fleckless. So what's this vart that Rabbi Loza Fleckless said in his Sefer Ahavas David that the Chasam Sofer said as well? We'll read it more from the Ahavas David. Incidentally, the Sefer Ahavas David was written as a diatribe against Shabsai Tzvi. So it's actually very, very interesting, but it's all, the theme is Shabsai Tzvi. But Toich Dvarov, he says over this part. So he asks Akasha, he says that Hashem told Avram Avinu, Va'avarcha mivarchecha u'mekalalelcha o'ar. And his question was, L'chura, it would seem to be asymmetrical. It should have either said, U'va'avarcha mivarchecha, I will bless those that bless you, and o'ar mekalalelcha, I will curse those that curse you. Or it should have said, Mivarchecha avarcha, the people that bless you, I will bless, u'mekalalelcha o'ar, and the people that curse you, I will curse. But it doesn't say it that way. First it says, Va'avarcha mivarchecha, and then afterwards it says, u'mekalalelcha o'ar. So the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Loza Fleckless, they both ask this question, why is it out of order? Why is it Va'avarcha mivarchecha first, and why isn't u'mekalalelcha o'ar afterwards? So they said a beautiful hergish, and that is that a person that gets a bracha from an araman, it's going to give him a bracha that he should be zoicha teshefa. No, so what's the bracha going to be? What's the bracha going to be? He's an araman, a hanish kangresa asagis. His bracha is going to be, you should be able to make it, you know, through the end of the week. You shouldn't have any daigas aparnasa. You should have yishuv adas. Everything should be mesuder. You should know where everything that you're going to have to come up with, all your payments are going to be accounted for. That's mistama, the bracha that he's going to give, because those are the hasagas he has. He says, if a gvir gives somebody a bracha, imagine an usher muflig is going to give somebody a bracha. He's going to give him a bracha that he should be matzliach binyani gashmis, binyani parnasa. His hasagas are poshet l'mayla me hasagaseinu. You should be a greiser gvir, and you should have hatzlocha mamish she'en kamayu. Right? That's what he's going to tell him. He says, this is what he's going to want, because as the greiser gvir, and these are what his hasagas are. He says, when it comes to a klala, he says, it's just the opposite. He says, if someone gets a klala from a person that's a gebenched person, no, a gebenched person, He doesn't understand klola so much, and because of that, it's hard for him. He's going to tell him, you should have a bad day. He says, you should lose a few dollars. He writes over here in the middle of the piece, does Rabbi Loza Fleckless. He says, very often he has people that are very, very matzliach and parnas, and they come to him and they're complaining to him about this is not going well, and that's not going well, and they have this daigas har parnasa. So he writes, v'darki lahoshiv. He says, my minig is, I usually tell people like this, olai kilolascha meni. He says, my son, halavayaf mich yizuk, that I should have these daigas that you're dealing with right now. This is in Rabbi Loza Fleckless, is a Havas David. But he says, either way, that's what his daigas are going to be. No, this is not. But he says, someone that nebuch, he's meduka b'yisurim, someone that's very challenged, someone that's having a lot of problems. He said, a person like this is going to give a klala. So what's his klala going to be? As Asor klala is going to be a klala nimretzes. You can imagine what it's going to be. So said Rabbi Loza Fleckless, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu. He said, va'avarcha mivarchecha. He said, a person that's going to give you a bracha, before he gives you the bracha, I'm going to bench him. It's going to be first vavarcha. First I'm going to bench him, and then afterwards mivarchecha, he's going to bench you. So like this, when he gives you the bracha, he's going to be a gebenched person. And when you get a bracha from a gebenched mensch, oh, das is a bracha. And he's going to give you a bracha, he's going to lay it on mit der ganze ganzkeits. Like this, the bracha is going to be with tremendous ashpois. Oh, but when it comes to the klala, then it's going to be umekalalelcha. I'm not going to curse the person before he gives the klacha. First umekalalelcha, and then afterwards, it's like this, when you get the klala, it's not going to be from a geshalten mensch. The brachas are going to come from gebench dimension. Oh, but the klalas are not going to come from geshalten mensch. That's why it's first va'avarcha mivarchecha, and then only afterwards is it going to be a mekalalelcha o'ar. One of the many beautiful things that Rabbi Loza Fleckless says in this piece is he quotes from the Alshech. That the Alshech said, "Oz yomru bagoyim higdel Hashem lasoy simeila higdel Hashem lasoy simanu hayinu semechem." He said the Alshech, he says, you know, the Yid, his matzav in Olam Hazeh is not, this is mamish. It's been so hard for us since Churban Beis HaMikdash. Ein Yoim, there isn't a day that the tzaras are not meruba from the day before. And what does the Yid want for already in Golas? He just wants to have a bissel yishuv adas, a bissel menuchas hanefesh. We shouldn't be hunted, and we shouldn't be persecuted, and we should be able to learn Torah. What do we want already? Vos vilshein the Yid? The Yid's hasogas in Olam Hazeh. Said the Alshech, vos far hasogas kenashein haben? The Yid just wants a little menuchas hanefesh like this. We could be shomer Torah mitzvahs and the geulah shel shen kumen. But that's what he wants in Olam Hazeh. He says the guy is hasog in Olam Hazeh. Ay, the guy leip tachazer shetog, and that's what he wants. And he has tremendous hasogas. This is his world. This is vayodayim yedei Esav. This is the deal that Esav cut with Yaakov. Says the Yaakov knows that he's a ger v'toyshev in this world. Esav as the chabal dover over here, and he wants to have it good. So he says oz yomer b'goyim, but there's going to be a day when the Goyim are going to say, Higdol Hashem Lassis Emela. Oh, the Eibishter, Higdol Hashem Lassis. It's so good. The Yidden have it so good. But not just so good relative for what they have been used to. Oh, wow, they're not in concentration camps. Oh, the Higdol Hashem Lassis Imanu. This is something that if we would have had, we would have been besimcha. It would have been a higdol Hashem lasis imanu. That's what we daven for. That day is going to come. So when the geul is going to come, it's going to be oz yomru bagayim. It's not just going to be, oh, the yid, we won't be persecuted anymore. Nay. The yid are going to, it's going to be so gevaldig that even the goyim are going to say, higdol Hashem lasis imanu ayunisamech, rom b'shaitai. Will be jealous of what the Yidden are going to have. The greatest empires of all time, they're going to say, wow, they're going to be impressed. Higdol Hashem lasei simonu ayinu sameichim. Wow, halavai, we could have been zoiche to this. This is the hatava that's going to come. This is the punchline. This is the way he fears us, does Rabbi Elazar Fleckless.